Thank you for contacting Omega Health. My name is Lucy. May I please have the first and last name on the account that you're calling in about?
Well, I really don't have an account, but see, my problem is that I've called before and I wanted to change things. You keep sending me, I have three of these things already, I haven't even opened yet, so I want to cancel everything. Don't send me any more. When I run out, I will buy more. I do like your product.
Yes, sir. Could I have your first and last name to try locating the account?
Okay. It's Robin Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D.
G-O.
D-D-A-R-D. Rob Goddard at att.net.
R-O-B-I-N.
G-O-D-D-A-R-D.
Did you make that purchase with Omex?
I bought this a long time ago, and I called before, and I said I only want it like every other month. And she said, okay, I'll cancel this. I'll send you one more, and then we'll do that. Okay, but that never happened. I still keep getting them every month, and I don't need any more. I've got three of them I haven't even used yet. So I want to stop the whole thing. Don't send me any more is what I'm trying to do here.
And I'm not locating.
And I don't have a subscription thing. I just bought it one time, and I just kept getting them. I'm sure I didn't hit the prescription button. I just thought I would try it, and I kept getting them. I go, well, that's okay. But now I have too many. I don't want any more. So I just don't want you to send me anymore.
Okay, let's see here. I want to see why is there a reason I'm not able to locate that account. I'm going to reach out to another agent to see if they can help me with trying to locate your account because for some reason I wasn't able to. Let me make sure I have everything spelled correctly. R-O-B as in boy, I-N for your first name.
Mm-hmm.
And your last name is G as in girl, O-D-D-A-R-D.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Can you hold for me while I reach out to a fellow agent? Okay, I just reached out to a fellow agent. I'm just waiting on a response, Mr. Robert.
Okay. Because I have an email here. Like, thanks for your thing. We're a small company and all that. Your feedback. Well, I'm giving you my feedback. I don't want any more until you run out.
Hence, there's someone's going to try locating the account for you.
Okay. You want my email?
Yes, sir. Could you provide me with the email?
It's Rob, R-O-B, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, at att.net.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, where did you order from?
Online. I saw it advertised. Somebody was talking about it, so I thought, let me try it. and the stuff worked pretty good. Then I kept getting it, and I'm like, well, it's all right. And then, well, now I don't need it anymore. I got too many. So I just want to stop it until I need it. And I told the girl the last time I called that don't send me any more. And then when I need it, I will go on there and I'll open up a prescription. But that never happened. I got two more. So if I go on my accounting, I don't have an account at all. I just keep sending me these things. I don't want any more. So all I'm trying to do is stop you from sending it to me.
Yes, sir. And what website was that, OMAX?
Just OMAX. I just went on your website.
It was OMAX?
Yeah. That was a while ago. So I gave one to my brother. I gave one to another friend of mine. They say, that's okay. And here's the month order. I have the order number right here. Order number, pound, SH-104842.
SH-1.
It's zero. It's order, pound, SH-104842.
Okay, let's see if I can find it with the...
on the porch. Huh? Binks was right there on by the stairs. Chloe's on the porch. I'm actually going to get rid of my...
One, two, three.
They're all on the ladder?
Yeah. I should put the pictures that way. So who are you talking to?
This place. I want to have you quit sending me this.
Yeah. And will they listen?
Well, they're doing it now.
Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to locate that account. Sorry about that.
It was y'all keeping while I'm laying down when he chunked up. Did I get it or did I just hit the one?
Yeah.
Both. Yeah.
Both of them? Yeah, all three.
Understand.
I did.
see. And I do apologize about that. Let me see if someone can look up their order number. All right, it's H. Oh. All right, I finally located that account. Now let's see here, when was the last time you received the shipment? Yes, sir. That is a reoccurring order every month.
Yeah. So I just want to end it. I don't want you to send me any more. And if I do want more, I will go ahead and order more. But right now, I don't want any more. I got three of them. I haven't even opened yet. So I would appreciate it if you would just stop. And then when I want more, I'll just start up another prescription or whatever. I'll get an actual account and go for it. But for now, I don't want any more. Just take me off.
All right. I most definitely can go ahead and get that account canceled for you.
All right.
Let's see here.
Your stuff works as good as the marijuana stuff, so pretty good. You know, none of that stuff lasts, though. It always wears off, but your stuff works, does work pretty good on my hands.
Yes, sir. Let's see.
You got allergies?
Yes, sir. I have bad sinuses.
Oh, man. Me too. Sinuses and allergies.
So you kind of feel where I'm coming from over here, huh?
Yeah.
I actually went outside yesterday to play with my nieces and nephews, knowing that that was kind of not the right thing to do, but they kind of been asking me for a few days, TT, come out and play. So I kind of tried to wait after the sun went down.
Yeah, when my guy comes and cuts my grass, I have to wait a while before I go out there.
Yes, don't you hate that? And they just cut our grass. And they just... Oh, I hate those.
They should be outlawed. Them leaf blowers should be outlawed. All they do is blow all that stuff in the air. That's all they do, you know.
And it's like when I get in the car after they've cut the grass and cleaned the yard and stuff, it's like... It's in the car. Like, I'm trying to run from the stuff, but I can't because now it's in my car.
The worst part of the year for me is the fall. With all the mold in the air. That devastates me, the mold. That's the worst thing I'm allergic to is mold.
Is mold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm not too fond of that either. I think when I'm around it, I'm not going to say I think. Every time I'm around it, like, it does something to my stomach, or it kind of makes my body feel...
You get tired. Really tired.
Yes, it likes I'm getting lazy or drowsy or something.
Because all that mold comes from all the leaves deteriorating and all that stuff. That's what,
so...
I always go for the weather bug and look at the see what the weather quality, air quality is going to be. Mold count is really high, and I try to stay in the house.
Wow. I hate that I have sinuses.
I want to move to Arizona, but my wife won't leave.
Why?
Sisters, family, grandkids, you know.
Oh, they're all in Arizona?
Yeah, and all they're all here.
Oh.
I have like two of my friends. Like in the wintertime, they always send me pictures of them playing golf. 75 out. Come on out. Go, okay. Sell my house and move.
So you're wanting to move, but your wife doesn't want to move.
Well, you know, Illinois, too. You know, high taxes. You can get a pretty nice south there, sir, for what I can sell mine for.
Wow. You know, once you leave each city, each state, the pay rate is different, so you know everything is going to change.
I'm retired, but it doesn't matter what the pay rate is. I'm retired, so I have an income. But the only thing about Arizona is it's like Texas and Austin's nice too, but you just can get through the winter. Once you get through the summer, it's like nice there, you know. 70s, 60s, you know, in the wintertime. But you just got to get past the heat. So he went Austin to Texas, it gets humid, you know, where Arizona is. So it's so cold, dry heat, but still, you know, humidity's awful. Today it's really humid. Because I'm out in the yard doing yard work. I'm dying. I came in to take a break.
Let's see. And I did go ahead and cancel out that subscription for you.
All right.
All right. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that's all I wanted to do.
All right, but thank you for contacting.
Well,
yes, sir.
What's your name? What's your
I'm
name?
Lucy.
Lucy, okay. I'll put a good word in.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for contacting Omex Health. You enjoy the rest of your day now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.